Today's story addresses violence and may not be suitable for some children.
I don't feel safe leaving the house anymore. What if something bad happens again? Can't we just stay home?
Whoa, that is scary. But you know, God is watching out for you. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Has something so scary happened that you don't even want to leave your house? If so, remember this. You don't need to live in fear because God is looking out for you. Just listen to King James in Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. He said, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear." And now for our story. It's entitled, Always Watching. Kendall sat on her bed and looked at her mother. "Can't we just stay home?" she asked. "I don't want to go downtown. I'm still scared." There had been a shooting in the city a few weeks before, and Kendall wasn't sure she ever wanted to go out in public again. "Kendall," said Mom, "I understand you're scared, but we can't just hide at home for the rest of our lives." Kendall slowly got up and went to the window. Looking out, she noticed a little dove all alone on the balcony. It rested peacefully until two large pigeons landed nearby. The young dove began cooing loudly in alarm. Kendall frowned. If only that little dove had stayed in its nest, it would be safe. Before Mom could answer, the mother dove appeared and the curious pigeons flew away. Mom gently stroked Kendall's hair. "Honey, that little dove was never really left alone. Its mother was always watching." Kendall sighed and pressed her forehead against the window. "I wish we had someone to watch and protect us wherever we go so I wouldn't be scared," said Kendall. "Like a bodyguard." "Oh, there's someone much better than a bodyguard looking out for you, Kendall," said Mom. "You're God's child, and he is constantly caring for you. He loves you, and he'll always be with you no matter where you go." "But we can't be sure he'll keep us safe, can we?" asked Kendall. "I mean, sometimes Christians get hurt, too." "That's true," said Mom. "We can't understand why he allows some things to happen, but nothing can happen that he doesn't allow. And no matter what happens, he promises to be with us. Jesus died and rose again so we could be God's children and live with him forever. So even though terrible things happen sometimes, we don't need to be afraid because God has promised us eternal life with him and nothing can take that away from us." Kendall thought about what her mother had said. "So, since God is my father and he's with me, I don't need to be afraid anymore, even though the world is such a scary place." Mom nodded. "God watches over you every moment. Trust him. He'll never leave your side." Well, how about you? Do you live in fear because of the terrible things that have happened in the world? Are you afraid to leave your house? If you're a child of God, you don't need to live in fear and dread. You're never out of God's sight, and nothing can ever separate you from him. Nothing that ever happens takes him by surprise. So trust him and know that he's watching over you. Our key verse is Psalm 34:15.
"The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry."
And our key thought today, God sees and cares for you. Summer is just around the corner. Stay connected to God's Word all summer long with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Each day you'll read a Keys for Kids story and the Bible verses, then check off that day's progress on your calendar. When you read all through June, July, and August, you'll have a chance to win some amazing prizes each month. And if you complete all 3 months, you'll be entered to win the grand prize. It starts on June 1st, so register your name at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.